isn't it about time for somebody's favorite radio program?
You're with Matt Masters, and this is the Rockin' Rhythm Review. For the next 28 minutes, stay tuned to Indiana's only educational, self-indulgent radio program, showcasing the music from 1945 to 1965. I'm not an accredited musicologist, nor hold an advanced degree in music history, but am a professional greeter and possess an enthusiasm for the music popular when my parents first learned how to begin and end a telephone conversation. Although this olden salutation's current spelling only came into existence barely 200 years ago, its usage grew pervasive via the telephone boom of the late 19th century, ironically at the impelling of Edison, not Bell. Meanwhile, a nearly as old and equally pervasive salutatory antithesis, known as a valediction, is the contraction of a contraction of the phrase "God be with ye." By the mid-20th century, rock and rhythm artists welcomed the salutations and dreaded the valedictions, but both were equally welcome in song. On the Rockin' Rhythm Review, it's an auditory juxtaposition as we say hello to Sherman Williams, Ruth Brown, Ricky Nelson, and Leroy Washington, and say goodbye to the Spiders, Joe Clay, the Midnighters, Weldon Rogers, and Frankie Lee Sims. Honker Sherman Williams, no, he didn't later stumble into the world of paint manufacturing, was one of the many obscure 40s-era artists who left behind a modest body of work, recording for several labels, one of which he founded Unique. Williams' lone stop for LA's Excelsior label yielded this little herd 1948 Howdy Do. Hello.
But you know, hello, 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 everybody, hello, everybody, hello. I can't get out to meet you, but I'm so glad to meet you, hello. I want you to know.
What a tangled web we weave. Led by brothers Chick and Chuck Carbo, the Delta Southern Airs were outed for covertly recording as sinful New Orleans R&B group, the Spiders, and were ostracized from their church. To make matters worse, their label Imperial began prompting Chuck to go solo, which fractured the Spiders in ways they never really recovered. In fact, This 1956 tune, as by the spiders on the label, is essentially Chuck's overdubbed voice. Goodbye.
Nothing for you. Beware, someday someone will do you just as you've done to me. And then you'll see. Nothing for you. Beware, someday someone will do you just as you've done to me. And then you see.
Ruth Brown was the undisputed queen of Atlantic records during the 50s, racking up an impressive 24 hits. The Rock Hall of Famer recorded sporadically after leaving Atlantic in the early 60s, and briefly retired before a late career resurgence, which admittedly was the first exposure I had to her, as McLean Stevenson's neighbor on the awful but appropriately titled 70s sitcom, Hello Larry. 1953's Hello Little Boy. Was a breakout year for Hank Ballard and the Royals? Well, it was the year they switched to the better-known Midnighters handle, brought sexy forward with sexy ways, and launched the Annie Saga, which is explored in the Rockin' Rhythm Review When Henry Met Annie. The fretwork that breakout year was handled by Arthur Porter, whose tenure was brief, but long enough for Porter, as well as the rest of the Midnighters, to reside now in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Don't say your last goodbye.
No, no, my darling. Please don't say your last goodbye. Ooh, please don't say your last goodbye.
Nelson had the chops, and he truly loved rockabilly. Granted, his flavor of it wasn't the down-and-dirty Memphis stuff, but Nelson did have the guitar god James Burton at his side to sprinkle a little of that Louisiana hot sauce when needed, which was particularly hot in 1961 when he covered a Gene Pitney pen tune, first cut by Johnny Duncan the year prior. Hello, Mary Lou.
Goodbye, heart, sweet Mary Lou, I'm so in love with you. I knew, Mary Lou, we never part, so hello, Mary Lou, goodbye, heart.
You passed me by one sunny day, flashed those big brown eyes my way, and ooh, I wanted you forevermore. Now I'm not one that gets around, where my feet stuck to the ground, and though I never did meet you before, I said, hello, Mary Lou.
Goodbye, heart, sweet Mary Lou, I'm so in love with you. I knew, Mary Lou, we never part, so hello, Mary Lou, goodbye, heart.
lips I heard your voice. Believe me, I just had no choice. Wild horses couldn't make me stay away. I thought about a moonlit night, arms around you good and tight. That's all I had to see for me to say. Hey, hey, hello, Mary Lou. Goodbye, heart, sweet Mary Lou. I'm so in love with you. I knew, Mary Lou, we never part. So hello, Mary Lou. Goodbye, heart. So hello. Yes, hello, Mary Lou, goodbye, heart.
Claiborne Cherimie, a.k.a. Joe Clay, had a shot at showcasing primal rockabilly on Ed Sullivan, much like Bo Diddley did prior for R&B. But show producers balked and had Joe skip his raucous Ducktail for an unremarkable cover of The Platters' Only You. He would still likely be a cult fave today, but it certainly could have helped his chart presence. Of the handful of recordings Clay did for RCA, he cut this 1956 track propelled by guitar wizard Hal Harris that sat unreleased for 40 years. Goodbye, goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye, goodbye. Don't you ever stop moving on. Goodbye, goodbye. I got my leaving you. You better not figure twice. Cause to whom my trail would take a bail off my cold, cold eyes. Goodbye, goodbye. Goodbye, goodbye. Don't you ever die. I'm moving out. Goodbye, goodbye. Chance to do for me right now. Don't sit and pout. I'm through with you. You blew a fuse. The light have gone out. Goodbye, goodbye. Goodbye, goodbye. Don't you ever doubt I'm moving out. Goodbye. Baby, I'm on my way. Watch me make some tracks. It called my bless. I'm free at last. And I ain't come back. Goodbye, goodbye. Goodbye, goodbye. Don't you ever doubt I'm moving. Goodbye, goodbye. Yeah. Goodbye, 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 baby. Goodbye, goodbye, goodbye. Yeah. Goodbye, goodbye, yeah. Goodbye, bye, bye. Goodbye, baby. Goodbye, baby. I'm gone.
There isn't much to say about guitarist Leroy Washington. With a handful of singles and a dozen unreleased gems, Washington simply didn't live long enough to say more about. Dying in 1966 at the age of 34, Washington's peak began with his time at Jay Miller's Crowley, Louisiana studios, in which he cut this tune for Miller's Rocco label in 1958. Hello, baby, what you know?
Hello, baby, baby, what you know? Or is that so, that you're in love with Joe? Well, that's mighty fine, if he's your heart and kind. If you want a new Joe, baby, like I know, oh, you would let him go, because he ain't no good. Won't treat you right, like a good man should.
promise. Let me take you in. Yes, I will stick to you, baby, right up until the end. Well, you won't have to worry about my no good friend. Like a pill, oh, before meal, 3 times a day. And after that third time, and I will hear you say, how about the fourth pill? Your love's a killer deal. Oh, I want the fourth pill. Your love's a killer deal. Yes, your love is so fine. So it's out of my mind.
Country singer Weldon Rogers was the man who gave Roy Orbison his start by recording the first version of Ooby Dooby on his J. Well label. Sam Phillips caught wind of Roy and spirited him away, but don't feel too bad. Weldon passed off one of Roy's tunes to get a recording deal with Imperial, in which the song was released as by Rogers because the ruse wasn't fully realized. Didn't end well, as one can imagine, and Rogers moved on to obscurity. But the flip to that 1957 Imperial single was Weldon's honest attempt at rockabilly, ironically backed by Orbison's former group, the Teen Kings. So long, good luck, goodbye.
Well, you can't stay home, all you want to do is roam.
So long, good luck, goodbye.
Well, you can't be through, so now we're through.
So long, good luck, goodbye.
Well, I'm not taking that plane and I won't be back again.
So long, good luck, goodbye. 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 So long, good luck, goodbye.
Well, I'm not taking that plane and I won't be back again.
So long, good luck, goodbye.
Well, I just can't win, I lost to you to a friend.
So long, good luck, goodbye.
Now I've lost to my best friend and you.
So long, good luck, goodbye.
Well, I'm a-going away and I'm a-going to stay.
So long, good luck, goodbye. 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 So long, good luck, goodbye.
Well, I'm a going away and I'm a going to stay.
So long, good luck, goodbye.
Well, I hope love and well for yours with hell.
So long, good luck, goodbye.
And baby dollars for me, well, I'm a happy to be free.
So long, good luck, goodbye.
Well, maybe someday I'll find a baby what you had in mind.
So long, good luck, goodbye. 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 So long, good luck, goodbye.
Well, maybe someday I'll find a baby what you had in mind.
So long, good luck, goodbye. So long, good luck, goodbye. So long, good luck, goodbye. So long.
This is Matt Masters, and thanks for tuning in to this installment of the Rock and Rhythm Review. My special thanks to Jim Walsh and Forrest Klein. Send your complaints, critiques, and compliments to WMAT@mail.com. It's amazing to me that Texas guitar slinger Frankie Lee Sims wasn't more recorded during his life, and that a fantastic 1957 single for the Vin label would be the last in his name. She Likes to Boogie Real Low was the A-side, but the flip was another rocker fittingly titled Well Goodbye Baby.
I don't.